Bava Kama, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah will deal with a question of when you give up something of your own in order to save an item of your friend's, what responsibility does your friend have to you financially? So the Mishnah begins with a case, Zeba b'chaviso shel yayin. I'm coming along on the way holding a barrel of wine that belongs to me, Zeba b'chado shel dvash. And my friend is coming along with kad, which is, means a barrel also, of dvash, of honey. And honey is more valuable than wine. Nistika chavis shel hadvash. If the barrel of honey should split open, v'shafach zes yeno, and this fellow spills out his wine, v'hitzlas hadvash l'socho, and he saves his friend's honey into his now empty wine barrel, ein lo elischaro. He has nothing more to demand from his friend other than the schar, the normal wages a person would pay somebody to do that activity, to do that job for him, to take his time and his energy and utilize his barrel, his empty barrel, in order to gather his dvash, his honey for him. He does, in other words, what the friend of the, who owns the dvash does not owe the wine owner. He does not owe him for the wine per se. He only owes him for the actual actions that a worker does. However, v'im amar, but if he says to the owner of the dvash, of the honey, Atzel es shalach, I will save your item. V'atanosin li demei shali, if you pay me for my wine, the value of my wine, then chayav litin lo. Since they made an agreement, then he is obligated to pay him for the wine. The Mishnah gives a second case. Shataf nohar chamoro v'chamor chavero. If the river washes away one man's chamor, one man's donkey, and the donkey of his friend, and shelo yafemane, his is worth $100. V'shel chaver masayim, but his friend's donkey is worth $200. So he niach zeh shelo. So the man who owns the $100 donkey leaves his to drown. V'hitel es shel chavero, and he saves his friend's more expensive donkey. Ein lo elischaro. Once again, he only is to be paid from his friend who owns the $200 donkey for his actions as a worker that's busy saving a donkey. That's what he pays him. He doesn't have to pay him the $100 for his donkey that he lost. However, v'im amar lo, but if he says to him, if he says to the owner of the $200 donkey, ani atzel shalach, I'll save yours, your more expensive donkey, v'atanosin li yashali, providing that you pay me for my $100 donkey, chayav litin lo, then, once again, he's obligated to give him the payment of the $100 donkey. The Gemara explains, why did the Mishnah need to say two examples of what seems to be identical cases? The Gemara explains that there is a new idea that's different in each case than the other. In the case of the wine and the honey, the owner of the wine is actively throwing out his wine in order to save his friend's honey. But despite the fact that he's actively doing something in order to save his friend's honey, if he does not make a specific condition with his friend, the friend who owns the honey does not owe him for the wine, despite the fact that he was active and threw out his wine. In the second case, despite the fact that my chamor, my donkey, is lost without my action, I don't have to take any action. It's going to drown on its own if I don't do anything. So I'm not really doing anything to give up my $100 chamor. It's just happening by itself. Despite that, if I make a condition with my friend that I want him to pay for the $100 chamor, even though it's happening on its own, but the fact is I didn't bother going to save it, he will have to pay me the $100, despite the fact that I didn't do anything active to throw out the $100 chamor. And one additional point, that is, not only if I make a condition with my friend does he have to pay me, but even if I appear before a beis din in front of a court and say, I'm willing to save my friend's item, as long as he'll pay me for my item, making such a condition in front of beis din, in front of the court, also obligates his friend in having to pay him for the item that he's giving up in order to save his friend's item.